Oh man, we're going to get slated for this one.
We're going to hell.
Welcome to Would You Rather, It Is What It Is. Today I'm joined by H, one of my oldest repossession friends, and I'm joined by my son, Tanis. So let's have a shot.
Let's get down to business.
All right, let's get straight onto it. You pick, you answer. Let's go.
All right, what are we going for?
All right, then, let's go. Would you rather own a strip club, have a really small cock, or be one of her regulars and have a big cock? We've already established what size your cock is. You've got the same size cock as me, haven't you?
Yeah.
6.5.
Yeah.
Quite thick. Go on, now. Come on, tell me how big's your cock. You got your daddy's cock.
I don't think I've measured it since I was about 16.
It might have grown some more.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
When did you measure it?
I don't know. I probably school time, secondary school.
6 inches plus?
Probably about that. But it's one of them times that you're pushing it down, pulling it up.
At least you take after your dad.
I'm gonna have to get someone to take an average of like. But yeah, no, other than that. Yeah, it's this one.
Thick. Quite fit.
I'd say it's pretty and it's average.
Yeah, there you go. Take after your dad. Circumcised.
No.
Oh, we are, aren't we, H? I think it's a generational thing, isn't it?
Don't know why you miss it.
Mm.
You don't know what
he's little. He's had quite a lot of circumcised. Go,
you know, yeah. No, I got circumcised.
Good.
It wasn't fucking Valentine's Day. I got circumcised.
How old was you? Was you pissing funny?
Was it by your missus? Like, was it on purpose?
No.
Did you use too much teeth?
I think I was about 25.
And that late?
Yeah, and just putting it back just to clean, just splitting the head and mate, it was terrible.
Big black mamba coming.
Yeah, but it was, when I finished, it was like a fucking sausage. Like a Swiss roll.
What, after you ripped it yourself?
No, well, after the circumcision, looking at it with all the bandages, like a Swiss roll. When I sat in the bath, it like there's fucking murder.
Did they do a good job? Have you got like little nice little rolled skin?
Yeah.
Is it sensitive right under the?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that as well. Your missus put her tongue there. It's nice, isn't it?
Did you ever wake up with a hard on after?
No, I was a kid. I was like, fucking six. That was about six, you sick bastard.
It's terrible. It's trouble. I've woke up with a hard on quite a few times and the stitches haven't fully dissolved yet. So I was like, oh.
It looked like June.
Oh, bloodline. Man, it was terrible. But yeah, I got mine done quite late.
I think it's good. I think women like...
Unsubscribe. Unsubscribe. I'm that, yeah.
No, it's good. I think all my kids are apart from you. We're getting Jacob done as well.
Oh, God. Yeah. Bad at
skating. I find it cleaner.
It is cleaner?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but you just shut off.
No, it's different. It's not that much. It's different. You can see the look in the woman's eyes when you get it out. They're like, oh, thank fuck for that. Thank fuck for that. I don't have to do the cleaning. Clean up in our old team. No, yeah. All right, so would you rather own a strip? Have you been to a strip club?
Oh, yeah, I've been to strip clubs and stuff. I hate them though.
Yeah.
You just sit there, you get a fucking hard on, sticking pounds in pots.
They don't do anything.
I said to my mate, I was like, because my mate wanted to go, like, my mates always want to go. And I just feel like I'm having a pint on a meter. You constantly just have to give them, like, pounds when they come round, like, to give you know, like, when they go up for dances, they, like, come round, shake a pot. Not been one years, like, in this country, but. Where I used to live, it was just a grotty one. Like, you know, birds up there with big C-section scars and stuff. And before they got on for a dance, they'd come around with a pint pot, shaking it. You'd have to stick a quid in, and they wouldn't dance until everyone stuck a quid in. And I said to my mate, I goes, I feel like I'm having a pint on a meter here, like in a taxi. I was like, why are we here? Can I just go, like, can we just go to Weatherspoons or something? And he was like, no, it's good. I was like, have you seen the state of that? I was like, the lights were on probably about 3%.
Energy saving light bulbs.
Yeah. Oh, it's awful.
No, I hate strip clubs.
Yeah, I don't see the point in them.
No, I don't. Because like, you could end up spending like 50, 60 quid, like fucking, and you don't get fuck all. Last time I was.
You just get soggy pants.
Yeah, last time I was in France and the woman went, we all went to a strip club. I was on a rally. We all went to a strip club and we had like drinks. And this woman comes up, she goes, any girls want to do private dance for you? And I was like, why? And she comes and sat down and she went, oh, for like 60 euros, I can do a private dance. I was like, if you don't get anything, you don't get anything. And she went, yeah, but just think of how horny you'll be when you go out to a nightclub afterwards. And I thought, oh, what? So you leave here horny and you're going to go out and start attacking women?
You get turned down to go at the club with a big, big heart. Yeah, like, yeah. What's that in your pocket? Is he tapping you?
Moulin Rouge.
Oh, sorry, I'm just really horny. They said
no, it's just ridiculous. I don't get them. Do you strip clubs?
I've worked a few since.
About women? To get fuck women?
I've been out with a stripper. Didn't last long. I think, about a month went out with one of the girls from the club. And
they do it all when they're in the bedroom. They try and do sexy stripping for you.
Yeah.
Do they? I don't really do anything for me, that.
I suppose it's all right.
I think
going out with a stripper and doing all the sex dance is like, you know when you go to Turkish restaurants, they try and feed you, and you're like, just give me the... I don't want the show.
No. You can always smash a plate over it. Right? Yeah. Get on with it. No, I couldn't. No. What was she like then? Did she like... Is she a good shag?
She wasn't bad, yeah.
Was she like one of these, oh, I've had a bad life... Oh, I've got kids.
No, you just... Oh,
did she have kids?
No.
What was her name? Do you remember? Candy or Candice? Crystal.
Let's go with
did Candy. She have a bad life, though, or not? Or was it...
No, she had quite a good life, to be honest.
See, I don't mind strippers like that, because it's a career movement. And I think a stripper which fleeces men for money, I'm all for that.
Yeah, I respect the hustle.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I think women are just like, yeah, get on you. If you can fleece... a sad fuck out of all of his money and not shag him. That's gold. I mean, imagine if I was female, I would be in that strip club. I'd get my tits done.
I'd do some vile things on OnlyFans if I was. It'd be bordering illegal. Give me that $4.99 a month.
You'd never be able to visit the zoo again.
I'd work for that $4.99.
He was on about that one, another one, wouldn't we? If you could change sexes. I'd just be a slag, I would, for the day. Yeah, but the thing is, women get it easy. It's like strippers. Like, women can pick who they want.
Yeah.
Men get who they can.
Yeah.
And that is big. Men, if you go to them, men get who they can. Women can literally pick who they want. There's a big difference. Men think, oh, yeah, I've got that. Nah, it's not. I mean, I've got a bit different because like, I'm tall. Half decent. I would say I've got my own teeth, but I haven't. I've all put in Budapest.
I've got some missing.
But I don't know. I think women strippers are class. I think they're good career girls. Get as much as you can. And then, but some of them get real sad fucks, don't they? What, like, still take them out? Spy them gifts. And they don't do anything. I think that's hilarious.
So I went and met my friend in Manchester once, and it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's one of those people, just he has two drinks, turns into the biggest prick you've ever known. Earned quite a bit of money in recruitment, just like he was like one of the finance bros. Met with him, and he goes, "Let's go to a strip club." And I went, "It's 2 in the afternoon." And he goes, "No, I know an all day strip club." And I was like, "Well, this is going to be interesting." I'd had about 3 pints at this point. I walk in, we go down to Chinatown. Fuck knows how he's found this place. So we go in. We walk in. He's hammered at this point. We've been out for about an hour. He walks to the bar and he goes, "I've got £1,000 to spend."
Why would you want that?
Yeah, and he goes, "Bring me a bottle of Grey Goose to that table, empty strip club." There's about 6 bars just playing on the phone. I went, "Oh, why are you being a dick?" So we sit down. This woman like comes over. She's probably hung over from the night before. She's like, "Oh, here's your drinks," and I was like, "Thank you, love." And he goes, "Get me a glass," and I went, "You don't have to be this rude." And then, so then one of them sits down next to me. And I go to pour a drink. She's like, "No, I'll pour it." I was like, "Look, you're getting that much shit off him." I was like, I'll do some of the work for you. And then he goes, "I want What do you go? He said something like, "I want a private room for all of us." And we had a private strip club at this point. So they go, "Yeah, we've got a room upstairs for £600." It was basically the same booth upstairs. So we go up there. He's like giving them money, and he's just like, "Oh, I've made this much."
Were they fully naked?
I weren't really paying attention. At this point, I was so fucking dumb with it. I'd gone for a day session, and I ended up in a dingy strip club at 3 p.m. And my one sat down next to me. Yeah, I ended up just chatting to her. She ended up giving me a number. I think I just left in the end. I was just like, this is just ridiculous. I think he spent about £1,500 for about an hour. And I was just like, we could have had so much fun.
Have you ever been to a prostitute and she gave you a number? I have.
No.
I have. Done this prostitute once in this hotel room. She gave me a number. That's when you know you're fucking good, isn't it? She just went.
Is that not because you'll have to rebook?
Yeah. I paid her. Make sure this goes in my PayPal account.
Your card got declined, so she said we had to do a payment plan.
Yeah, she was all right. Yeah, I wasn't seeing anyone at the time. I was just seeing her. Like, I just thought, I'll just go for a fucking. I said, I'm going to shag you. She was like, why not? Don't mean to shag you, just give me a blowjob. Let's give him a blowjob. And I remember, I goes, how long's this book for? She goes, half an hour. I says, well, I've probably only got, like, probably coming about fucking 15 minutes. I mean, so can you give me 2 blowjobs? And she was like, got a good argument there. She went, yeah, if you want. And I remember, she sat in the cop, come. Started sucking my cock out. And I was thinking, oh, I'm really getting my money's worth here. But I just couldn't come again. And I was like, but then she went over. Like, it must have been about a good 20 minutes. Fucking hell, she was earning her money. And I still hadn't come again. And I was like, I felt really sorry for her because I was making her give me half. I was like, oh, you can stop now.
You proved your worth.
Yeah, she goes, stop now. And I said, can I just take a shower before I go? She went, oh, no, this is my hotel room. I don't let, like, people. And I went, well, have you got anyone else coming at the moment? She went, no. She went, no, go on in. So I had a shower and everything. So where do you live then? I went, oh, not so far. She went, if you ever want to go out one of the evenings, she goes, free of charge. She says, we'll go out. I was thinking, probably not. Imagine going on a date with her.
The barman's like, I seen you last week.
Oh, yeah. Imagine just sat there like, just sat next to her. Go, oh, did you have fish tonight? She's dreaming, no, I haven't it all day. Oh. Nothing against her. Oh, fair play. Some of them make good money, don't they?
Take you to a regular part. Oh, is he your 12:30?
So, would you rather own a strip club but have a really small...
I've got a story about it.
Does it involve a bloke with a really small cock?
He never got that far. So obviously I did a few seasons in Iron Apple, Magaluf, Malio and Santu. Kicked out a lot of them. And then so in Iron Apple, I used to drive around in like a topless jeep, no roof on it, all signed, sign written about the strip club and everything. And basically we would just drive around the strip doing laps. If there's a group of lads, we'd pull over and we'd go, do you want to go to a strip club tonight and stuff, do a little pitch. And it was like 10 or 15 euros to get in, but with it you'd get like free entry into all the clubs and stuff. That's how we sold it. So we pulled over these I think they were Scottish Rory's a laugh. So like having a bit of banter with them, end up there's about 10 of them, all bought strip club tickets. Driving past the next night, obviously because you see like so many people you forget, so a lot of them are like, oh, we seen you last night. Pulled over, this Scottish guy goes, whoa, I'm not fucking buying a ticket to that place again. I went, whoa, all right. I was like, fucking, you've put 50p in you. And he goes, that place is so shit. And I went, why? He goes, well, I went down there and he goes, and I couldn't even have, none of them would talk to me. And I went, if you can't get a prostitute to talk to you, it's on you. And all his mates started laughing. One was like, yeah, I did get sucked off, to be fair. And he was going, what? I was going, how shitty you were talking. I can't even talk to a prostitute. And all his mates just started ripping the shit out of him.
So what was his beef? You never found out?
Oh, no, because he didn't get... He went down there and none of the girls gave him any attention. He wanted to have a shag and then, he was like, oh, I couldn't get anywhere. I was like, what the fuck is she doing in there?
You know.
Sitting looking mysterious in the corner smoking a cig.
Yeah. Go on, sorry. What was the worst thing you saw when you was working the doors? On the strip club? Did you ever bloke fucking having a wank while you was like...
Yeah,
while the girls are there.
You got time to knock that shit.
Did you used to like sell it? Like, I bet you used to go, right, you're not allowed to wank in here. Tissues are £20 each. There you go. So if you want to wank.
Now, the best time is just, you can see when he's about to shoot his leg. Oi!
No! Imagine! Big white eyes come out the fucking black. Oi! Imagine, fucking hell. You'd scare the living shit out of anyone, wouldn't you? Oi!
I'd be worried about the bloke with the load in his face. Oh, no.
Oh, do blokes like chuck their load on the floor?
Yeah.
So what, actually, like, so there'd be a stage or would it be a private booth or what?
It's private booth or the stage.
Wouldn't want to be the cleaner.
They don't care. Once they've got a drink in their hands and they see something they like, it's, yeah. Some will do it sneaky, but others...
bring a tea towel with them.
So who would tell you then, the girls?
Yeah. Or you'll just see it.
Why didn't you just fucking slap the cop? Fucking
hell. Squeeze it really hard.
Oh, man, I would just be like, fucking hell. And then like, I like it. Choke me. Ah, choke me. Like,
that,
get him out of me.
That could turn gay really quick.
Choke me. Oh, and you're trying to chuck him out.
Well, like, imagine trying to say to him, it's like a hard day at work. Well, grab the guy's penis and come. And, oh, I'm not gay.
I choked him.
Yeah, I was trying to do crowd control.
I was trying to choke him at the time and he'd come all over me.
He said he'll be back tomorrow.
He's one of the regulars. He said instead of tipping the guy, he tipped me. I'm making a fucking small fortune.
Oh, he said, can I see you after this?
Oh, man.
Anyway, it wasn't chucking him out, what was the problem? Is when he kissed you on the cheek. See you tomorrow.
He told me he loved me.
Cool. So, what are the other things? Been wanking?
It's mainly just wanking.
Do you ever get blokes trying to shove stuff up their arse as well and watching?
Maybe in a private room, not on the stage.
Don't think the girls were allowed to turn tricks, were they, in the private rooms?
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
Where's this place again? You got any specific names? So they'd like, did they used to shag in the private rooms?
It's down to the girl, that is, isn't it?
Because they always say, oh, we can't do anything, but is that bollocks?
If the dude's paying enough and it's down to that.
So what's the average? How much would he have to pay for
everyone
the shag?
Has a price.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's got a price. I mean, what? He's going to have to add at least a couple hundred on top of that.
Is it?
Yeah.
So what's a private booth and how much was that?
Well, booze can cost anything. It's the girls what they're costing.
So how much is a booth? Sorry, I don't go strip clubs because I just think we're pointless.
Well, a booth could cost like £300.
Fuck off.
And then
you can ring up an escort for that.
Fuck yeah.
You can have her dressed up as fucking Donald Duck.
You
can ring in.
You can buy one from Ukraine.
Yeah, it's over.
But yeah, booze can cost up to like a couple hundred quid, and then it's whatever you're giving her to do in it.
That's mad.
Did she get money from the booth though? If she manages to get a punter upstairs, does she get money for that?
I think she gets a cut out of it. Yeah.
And the drinks? Did she get a cut out of that?
Yeah.
And what was the drinks? Were they watered down shit?
All the drinks are always watered down.
Was it? Yeah, I bet they are. What about the champagne? Do they like pop a cork and then put the bottle down and pick up another shitty fucking bottle? Were they like, here you are, here's your champagne, pop, put it behind the counter, and then they've just got some fucking...
Champers were legit.
Were they?
Yeah, they're legit.
But it just costs you £600 or Big H comes around and knocks fuck out of you.
Drags you out.
Grabs your penis.
Yeah, grabs your penis, chokes it. How long did you work there?
A couple of years, to be honest, but they get boring after a while, to be fair.
How many women did you bang?
Just the one. Just the one.
Fucking, I'd be bad. I'd be like, I'd try and bang them all.
You wouldn't get no work done, you would.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fucking hell. I'd just be like, yeah, come on, bring pet snake home. Bring it. Let's have some fucking fun. So,
Oh, God.
Right, so would you rather own a strip club? We haven't even said where the strip club is, but have a really small cock or be one of your eggers. So where we I'm talking Vegas here. They have different rules, don't they? They can do shit in Vegas. I'm sure they can. No, different rules. Because this American bloke, when I was in Thailand, was telling me about all strip clubs. He says different clubs can do different stuff. They have different laws in America. So that's like full nude.
Okay.
That birds are hot, but you've got a really small cock.
How small?
Ooh, like I'd say that.
Like laughable.
Ooh. I like that.
Is that erect?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh.
So really, they would laugh at you. So like, but you can get to bang them because a lot of the owners bang the women, don't they, to get the jobs. They get best time slots, don't they? Best clients and things. So you can bang these birds all day long, but they're all going to be laughing at you.
The problem you've got is if you ever did get like a wife or something, she'd like the lifestyle, but she'd always just be banging the gardener.
Yeah.
I'd go for regular.
Regular with a big cock.
Yeah. But how regular are we talking? Are we talking like
once a week.
Twice a day? Oh, right, okay.
Once a week. You go in there, you got a big cock. These girls are probably...
How much do you have to spend each month?
You don't have to. These girls, you just have a big cock. So, yeah, you could... these girls like you. You've got a nice cock. But then they're laughing because the owner's got a small cock. So would you rather be the owner?
No, you'd want to be the regular then. If you don't have to do anything...
Because
you just bang them for free. Or you've got... You've got
it depends on your money, so you could probably only do one.
Yeah, but then you've got
Whereas the owner could probably have threesomes every night if he wants.
You've got the headache of paying electric and
the club's kicking, so you've got the money, plus you could probably have threesomes every night.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is even if it's popping off, you've still got to run the business.
Every night when you're doing the old accounts, they could come in, one of them suck your cock, one of them would fuck you. So you could have like regular shagging.
I'd rather just be the regular. Once a week.
What would you be?
I'd take the free pussy, yeah.
What, you'd have a small cock?
I'd have a small cock, free pussy.
But wouldn't that be bad? Because they'd all think you've got a big black cock.
And then
they'd be like, imagine that. Here comes a monster. What do you call your cock? I call it like Destroyer of Wells.
I've not got a name for my cock.
The kidney wiper.
The kidney wiper. I mess around with this at the moment. I never used to give it the name, but I call it the Destroyer of Wells. Here comes a destroyer. I say, because my offspring would probably end up destroying the whole universe.
If I had enough money, I've got the potential. the crying milkman.
The crying milkman. Yeah, I think if I'd rather own a strip club or have a really small cock or regular big cock. I couldn't have a small cock. Have you ever been out with a bird who's had a boyfriend with a small cock?
No.
I've been out with two.
That was a problem. Like, working abroad and stuff, like the poor fuckers that were working like a season, they'd bang one bird and go round before they'd even got back to the hotel, like back to their apartment.
How small their cock was.
Yeah. So like it was
I've been out with birds before and they've said like one of them said every time she had to finish herself off. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
And I spoke to another one and they were just like, well, was it over? When's it? They said, well, did you used to finish yourself? Which one? It wasn't really sex. The cock was that small.
She's dry humping at that point.
So I just said, well, what did you do? And she just went, just let him do what he wanted. And then like, and I was like, did you finish yourself off? So I, no. She's like, no, not at all. She said it was just sex. Never come. Never did this. Of course, she met me. Fucking hell. She met the old Destroyer of Wells. Fucking hell, there's Thanos and everything. It turned into one. So, would I rather own a strip club and have a really small cot? No. 100% no. Or would you be a regular and have a big cot? I think I'd rather have a big cock. But that's so funny when you'd go with a small cock.
Free pussy, isn't it?
You wouldn't care, would you? As long as you come.
Yeah. Even if it's just like, oh.
Next, yeah, because then you can carry on, wait till the end of the night and have another shag.
Yeah, free pussy.
Fair enough. Right, so would you rather own a strip club, have a really small cock, or be one of the regulars and have a really big cock? You'd go with regular.
Free pussy.
Free pussy.
Yeah.
I'd have a big cock.
All right.
Till next time.
Yep.